This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine just what the future will bring. Now, for those of you who haven't suspected, my voice is a little bit better today, but I still have a mild degree of laryngitis, so we're hoping against hope that William Federer will call in. And Bill is one of my favorite guests, a prolific writer, and certainly the author of America's God and Country, which is a book which every one of you should have, going into the Christian history of America. And, of course, I believe America was founded by Christians as a Christian country, but I also believe that at the time the United States was created, there were already dark occult forces here, specifically the Rosicrucians and their confreres. And their goal was to eventually take control of America and to use our military and financial power to bring about a new world order, a new world religion, and install a world leader. Now, Chris, you can see their influence today in the program that's being put out by Rhonda Burns. And you'll only find this on one frame of her motion picture, that DVD that she sold over 2 million copies of, I understand, or 4 million copies of her book. But on one frame, the word Rosicrucian is on the screen. But they do this so subtly, you could watch it and not understand. And what was the message of Rosicrucianism? You can become God. And Dr. Rhonda will tell you in her text that when she writes the word you, she capitalizes the Y because you have taken on the form of deity. And that is Lucifer's promise. You can become God. And of course, that was a promise that was given in the Garden of Eden. And tragically, many people believe that today. They believe, in fact, that's the basis of the Mormon religion, that as Christ was, we are today. As he is, we can become. And millions of good Americans believe that. Mitt Romney, a Mormon, who wears the Mormon underwear and is sworn the secret blood oaths founded in Masonry, has accepted this. Mitt Romney is a very nice-looking man. He's probably a very moral man. I never met a Mormon, or for that matter a Mason, I didn't like. But they have embraced a Luciferian religion. And the average Mormon, the average Mason, has no idea about the true nature of the spiritual battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. So it is our plea to you to get informed. You certainly need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch my Do Talk, The Forbidden Secret, because we trace the secret from, the time of ancient Babylon, when Nimrod tried to build the Tower of Babel, right up to what's going on in Strasbourg today, where they built a replica of Nimrod's unfinished Tower of Babel, which is be the center of the EU, European Union, which one day will join together with the American Union and similar unions throughout the world to constitute what Nimrod tried to do and failed. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you're out there in the listening audience would like to call in, since our guest isn't here, and I'm not certain how long my voice is going to last, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So if you understand what I said, that the whole plan is pretty well laid out in my talk, Forbidden Secret. And it really has to do, number one, you can become God. You can have tremendous power. You can have tremendous wealth. You can have whatever you want to, as long as you bring yourself under the control of Lucifer. As long as you make a pledge, you'll sell your soul to him. You may not even realize you're doing that when you enter into Rhonda Byrne's program of The Secret, being advocated by Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, Larry King, Jim Carrey, Jack Canfield. You may not understand that when you accept the ideas of the laws of attraction, that you're going to be able to manipulate the universe with your mind. You're actually playing Lucifer's game. But that's the way that it works. So that's on a personal level, and then, of course, the rest of it I outlined earlier. It's this whole idea to bring about the world government, to destroy Christianity and Judaism and the Mohammedan faith, and to bring about a new world religion. And then the world leader, the new world leader, is waiting in the wings, and I believe he will appear probably during my lifetime. Now, there are many Christians who believe that we're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. I find no evidence of it in the Bible. I pray that I'm wrong, but I don't think so. We're going to have to wait and see. But there's so much dogma out there that is man's opinion rather than God's opinion, and we're just going to have to wait and analyze the unfolding of events. But I don't think there's any question that we're moving towards a crisis situation in the Near East. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Syria now is going to buy some MiG-31s from Russia. Russia is going to sell them to them. And of course, Israel is going to have to attack Syria before they get those planes, because Israel's advantage over Syria is her air force. So I really believe that the attack on Syria will come within the next several months. Certainly, we're doing everything we can over there in Iraq. The United States is funding the Sunnis. The Sunnis are the ones who've been attacking us. Why would we be funding the Sunnis who've been attacking us? For the same reason we created Hamas. For the same reason we've been financing the Palestinians, who are dedicated to the destruction of Israel. We finance both sides in all of these battles to keep the conflict going as we move towards the coming one world government. Well, William Federer, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, great to be with you.
Oh, I'm so glad, because my voice is about ready to give out. You pick up the story and tell us what we're going to be talking about.
Well, I wrote an article that's posted on worldnetdaily.com, and it's entitled Trust Teddy Kennedy Again. And lo and behold, in 1965, Senator Edward Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy, ushered through the U.S. Senate a new immigration bill. And the year again was 1965.
And that was the year, of course, they overturned the McCarran Immigration Act, which had been in force and had worked very well, and brought in legislation which Teddy Kennedy promised was not designed to change the demographics of America, would not bring a lot of Muslims or other people into this country who were of different religions. It was just in the name of fairness. And, of course, he was lying then. He's lying now.
Well, prior to 1965, the immigrants that came to America were largely from Europe, with 70% coming from three countries, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Germany. And these immigrants assimilated very easily because they had similar cultural and economic backgrounds. The immigrants were very well educated, and they, a large percentage of them, tended to migrate and become Republicans. Well, Teddy Kennedy ushered Lyndon Johnson's immigration bill through the House, and lo and behold, it changed it so that the majority of immigrants coming into America would be coming from poorer countries with less educated populace, with people more dependent on the government, and they tended to become Democrats. And so the bill was pushed through, and now, since that point on, the majority countries, areas where immigrants came from were Asia and Latin America. And this is what Teddy Kennedy promised when he was introducing this bill. This is February 10th, 1965. Teddy Kennedy said, "I want to comment on what this bill will not do. First, our cities will not be flooded with a million immigrants annually. Under the proposed bill, the present level of immigration remains substantially the same." Obviously, he didn't tell the truth there. Kennedy continued. Again, this is 1965. Secondly, the ethnic mix of this country will not be upset. Contrary to the charges in some quarters, this bill will not inundate America with immigrants from any one country or area. Again, he was wrong on that. Teddy Kennedy continued again, 1965, said, thirdly, this bill will not permit the entry of subversive persons, criminals, illiterates, or those with contagious diseases. As I noted a moment ago, no immigrant visa will be issued to a person who is likely to become a public charge. Obviously, that didn't hold true. Kennedy answered his critics to the 1965 immigration bill. He says, the charges I have mentioned are highly emotional, irrational, and with little foundation in facts. They are out of line with the obligations of responsible citizenship. They breed hatred of our heritage. So again, he's calling the people that are against his bill breeding hate. And then Kennedy promised in 1965, he said, this bill will not flood our cities with immigrants. It will not upset the ethnic mix of our society. It will not relax the standards of admission. It will not cause American workers to lose their jobs. On every one of those points, Teddy Kennedy was wrong. And so now we're faced with another Teddy Kennedy bill, and we have to ask ourselves the question, are we going to trust Teddy Kennedy again?
Well, you know, Bill, he was instrumental in the 1986 Immigration Act, where, of course, they gave amnesty to a million. Well, they said a million. There was actually 3 million. They lied about that. With that legislation, they promised to protect our borders and to prosecute employers who employed people who were here illegally. They lied about that. Teddy Kennedy was there in the 1996 legislation that did essentially the same thing, and he's here again, lying once again. Why would anybody believe a word that the hero of Chappaquiddick said?
Well, it's interesting. In 1986, Kennedy said this. The amnesty bill will give citizenship to only 1.3 illegal aliens. We will secure the borders henceforth. We will never again bring forth an amnesty bill like this. Again, as you mentioned, it wasn't 1.3. It was closer to 3.4. He never did secure the borders, and here he is bringing up another amnesty bill exactly like it. So we see that his word and his actions are not connected. But then it brings up some very interesting observations. The first one I mentioned is that prior to the immigration bill of LBJ and Teddy Kennedy, the majority of the immigrants were from Europe and tended to assimilate easily and ended up largely becoming Republican. And after the bill, the immigrants came from poorer countries, more dependent on the government, and tended to become Democrats. So if we face this bill today and we grant a path to citizenship to 20 million illegal aliens, there is a very good chance that they will become Democrat and there will be 20 million more Democrat votes. And you add to that chain migration, which means that the family members can bring over their family members from other countries a lot easier, and then higher birth rates of these immigrants, then we're talking about a permanent Democrat Party for the rest of our lives. Another couple interesting observations, Dr. Stan, is in Lebanon. Lebanon was given its independence from France in 1943. After World War I, the European countries divided up several other countries, and Britain took the mandate for Palestine and eventually gave birth to Israel. France took the mandate for Lebanon and Syria. They wanted America to take the mandate for Armenia, and we didn't, and those poor Armenians, a million and a half Armenian Christians got killed. But nevertheless, France took the mandate for Lebanon, and in 1943, gave Lebanon independence, and Lebanon set up a democratic form of government. Then they underwent something that historians call Islamification. Islamification, that's where the number of Muslims moving into Lebanon increased rapidly, and these Muslims, who could have four wives, according to the Quran, had higher birth rates, and so their numbers increased. So they were of the democratic elections. And Lebanon went from an 80% Christian country in 1943 to today a 30% Christian country. And through the process called Islamification. And we, again, are just reiterating.
Well, that's all. We'll be right back, Bill.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Country went from an 80% Christian country to a 30% Christian country by Islamification, large numbers of Muslims moving in and having higher birth rates. And then another instance that we see is in Tibet. Now, Tibet has three different provinces, and China took over two of them, and the third one, which borders India, has been resisting unification with China. And the Tibetans high in the mountains have been, for decades, resisting it. But China has resorted to a process called Sinofication. Sino is a word for China. And Sinofication is the forced immigration of Chinese into Tibet. And as the number of Chinese in Tibet grows, resistance to unification with China lessens. So the number of Chinese there say, well, hey, what's wrong with being unified with China? We're from there. Now, we see that with the immigration of people from Latin America into the United States, there has been the proposed North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Agreement between Canada and Mexico. And conservatives, including myself, are not in favor of uniting America with Canada and Mexico, similar to the top-down unification that happened in Europe with the EU. The Germans were not clamoring to be united with the French, and the French were not clamoring to be united with the Italians. How did they form the EU? Well, it was a top-down orchestrated situation through the financial elite of the country. And so we see that there has been the plan to unify through NAFTA and CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and the FTAA, Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, these different agreements where they would ideally like for United States to be united with Mexico and Canada. But there's been resistance to that. But if you have the Sinofication, if you have the large amount of immigrants from Latin America coming into America, especially in the border states, they're not going to be resistant to unifying with the country they came from. And so this mass immigration will lessen resistance to the North American Union. And we know that's been a stated goal of this administration and the Council on Foreign Relations, and they've talked about the dollar being a temporary currency, and they want to have the Amero. And anyway, so we see some demographics here. And then another part of the puzzle that I thought was interesting is that Mexico has these illegal immigrants coming up here, and they send money back to Mexico. It's called remittances. And lo and behold, the number one source of foreign income for the nation of Mexico is remittances. That's money sent back to Mexico from immigrants in the United States. And here's a quote from the New York Times, October 28, 2003. And it says, nearly one Mexican in five regularly gets money from relatives employed in the United States, making Mexico the largest repository of remittances in the world, according to a poll sponsored by the Inter-American Development Bank. So, again, recapping, the Mexicans that come up to America send most of their money back to Mexico. People that are American workers, when they get a paycheck, they spend their money where? In America. So it helps keep the American economy going. The immigrants that send their money back to their home country help keep their home country's economy going, not America. So it's like a parasite, it's like a drain on the American economy, in addition to the cheaper labor that they're offering. The Associated Press, September 24th, 2003, quoted Mexican President Vicente Fox saying, quote, remittances are our biggest source of foreign income, bigger than oil, tourism, or foreign investment. The 20 million Mexicans in the United States generate a gross product that is slightly higher than the billions generated by Mexicans in Mexico. So there is no motivation whatsoever for Mexico to stop the illegal immigrants coming across their border, because those immigrants that go across the border send money back, and it is the largest source of foreign income for their country. Why in the world would they want to stop this source of income.
But, of course, why would our leaders be in favor of that? I mean, who do our leaders serve? Not the internationalists, the globalists, or America? We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is William Federer. And before we go on, Bill, do you want to get your website out and tell people how they can get in touch with you and the American Minute?
Sure, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com. That's AmericanMinute.com. And then I have a toll-free telephone number. It's 1-888-USA-WORD. That's 1-888-USA-WORD. And I came out with several new books, one of them being What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam in the United States. And I also sent out a free daily email called The American Minute. So that's at AmericanMinute.com.
All right, very good, good. And we carry a number of Bill's books. You can go to our website and look them all up. And we certainly recommend them all to you. Go right ahead, Bill.
Then the immediate cause of the immigration problem can be traced back to GATT and NAFTA. These are free trade agreements that allow the international retail companies to bring into Mexico goods made from China. And so the same way we have our Walmarts and our big stores and the big international grain companies, they were allowed with GATT and NAFTA to move in to Mexico and sell the goods made from China cheaper than the Mexicans could make those goods themselves. And so beginning in 1993 and 94, it began to put out of business tens of thousands of Mexican manufacturers because they could not make stuff as cheap as China could. It also put out of business hundreds of thousands of small Mexican subsistence farmers, mostly in the south. These were farmers with their one ox and their little pasture, and they grow corn, and they take the corn to the market and sell it. Well, the big international grain companies were able to bring tortillas into these little towns cheaper than these subsistence farmers could sell their bags of corn. And so it put out of business hundreds of thousands of these poor Mexican farmers. And then investment dollars began to leave Mexico because of the instability, and so Mexico devalued, and they made their peso worth half of what it was worth before in the year 1995. And so this, you know, the peso meant that Mexicans could buy half of the foreign goods that they could buy previously. Now, it meant that foreigners could buy double of the Mexican goods that they could have previously, but they weren't buying it from the Mexican manufacturers and farmers anymore because they were out of business, and so they were buying them from the big international conglomerates. And so millions of Mexican workers were displaced, and they began to migrate north, and that is why they began to come over the border. Another interesting piece of the puzzle is that America has been the story of the middle class. Mexico has been the story of the rich and the poor. There's a book out called The Second Sons, but America has been founded by the Second Sons. In other words, the first sons in Europe would get the inheritance. They would get the farm and the house, the property. The second son didn't get anything. Many times the second son would go into the ministry or the priesthood, but they would have multiple kids, and so some of the kids down the line would sort of strike out on their adventure because they didn't have anything to lose. Those were the displaced ones that came to America. And then the nonconformists came over, the educated middle class who came over for religious reasons, the religious dissenters, the Quakers, and the different, you know, the Baptists and Puritans. They came to America as educated middle class. They were not the landed lords of Europe because why would they leave? Also, America did not have one religion. Now, for a while in Virginia, they had the established Anglican Church, and then in Massachusetts, they had the established Puritan Church, and Connecticut was Congregationalist, and the different states. But when we had our revolution with England, all these different groups had to learn to work together to fight the king. No one denomination had a majority, and so they had to learn how to get along, and so that birthed this tolerance. Whereas Mexico, we had the Catholic Church from the very beginning all the way up until it was 1824 where their constitution established the Catholic Church. And then after that, it existed until 1917 when the Mexicans, in a backlash, outlawed it in a vicious, vicious sacking of the churches. Mexico was founded by the Spanish, and they set up their encomiendas, their haciendas, their plantation estates by the Spanish lords. It wasn't the Spanish middle class that came over, it was the Spanish lords. And they would basically set up a feudal system over here the same way the monarchs had a feudal system over there. It wasn't the middle class, and the feudal system basically meant that the Spanish lord got the estate, and any Indians that happened to be on that estate were now his slaves. They were his peons, his peonage, his servants that were tied to the land. And so for 300 years, from 1521 to 1821, the story of Mexico was the story of the few Spanish lords who were the wealthy and the masses of the poor Indians. And there was a small middle class, and the Spanish would intermarry, and so if you had mixed Spanish American blood or Spanish Indian blood, you were preferred. There was sort of this social stigma that you were a little bit higher. Not too dissimilar, as I've been told, in some African-American circles, not so much anymore, but shortly after the Civil War time, that if they had a lighter pigmentation, they maybe got a higher social standing. In Mexico, if they had more Spanish blood, they had a higher social standing. But those were the three classifications. The very small Spanish, the very, moderate middle class, and then the large masses of poor Indians. That's the way it was for 300 years. Now, the Catholic Church was the conscience convicting the wealthy Spanish lords to treat the Indians better. But they were not enough of a conviction to want to overthrow the status quo, the government system, and set up a democracy like in America. So they served a good purpose, but they didn't instigate rebellion to bring about. But finally, the Jesuits were kicked out of Europe, and many came to Mexico, and there was a Jesuit priest named Miguel Hidalgo. And in 1810, Miguel Hidalgo got fed up with how poor the poor were being treated, how terrible the poor were being treated. And so Miguel Hidalgo started a revolution. And he got a bunch of poor peasants together with their pitchforks, and they marched off toward the nearest, big city, and they were going to have their revolution, and they met somebody along the way and killed him. And the priest said, "This isn't what I had in mind," and he only led the revolution for 1 hour. He went back to his church, and they later caught him and executed him, shot him. But anyway, what happened at that, just preceding that, is over in Europe, Napoleon was conquering, and Napoleon asked permission to Spain if he could march his troops through because he was fighting England and needed to get to another place. And Spain said, okay. And so while Napoleon was marching through Spain, he decided, what the heck, I may as well take over, I'm already here. So he takes over Spain and puts his brother as the emperor of Spain and ends the Spanish Bourbon dynasty. And so now in 1807, there is a Frenchman sitting on the Spanish throne. So the Spanish in America say, we've been wanting to set up our own empire over here, and now that we got a Frenchman on the Spanish throne, this is the time. And so in America, you had two different forces wanting to have independence from Spain. You had the poor that wanted to be treated as equals like what was going on in America, and you had the rich that simply wanted to establish a Mexican monarchy instead of a Spanish monarchy. And so in 1821, they broke from the 300-year Spanish rule. They set up a Mexican monarchy with Iturbide, General Iturbide, declaring himself emperor. Well, that went on for 3 years, and then they overthrew him, and the Mexicans set up a constitution in 1824. And it was almost identical to the U.S. Constitution, except it established the Catholic Church as the only church in the country. And the second thing is, nobody paid attention to it. And so in 1832, Santa Anna became the president, and he invalidated the Constitution, scrapped it, and declared himself the emperor. Well, several states, about a half a dozen of them, from the Yucatan to Jalisco to San Luis Potosi to Texas, were against Santa Anna scrapping the Constitution. And they rebelled. And Santa Anna sent his troops in and killed and pillaged, and he took a no-prisoners policy and would just kill the whole, armies of the enemy. And he went into Texas and killed all 350 of the soldiers from Goliad. He killed all 189 soldiers in the Alamo. And because of that atrocity, America and the world said, this little Napoleon, this Santa Anna, is a cruel dictator. And that brought about help for the Texans, and they were able to get their freedom. Another interesting point is that there were about 8 million Mexicans. There was only about 60,000 populating above the Rio Grande. So the Spanish, their whole claim to the territory was if a Spanish conquistador happened to have walked across that land, Spain claimed it. It wasn't because they set up colonies or set up, cities or institutions. It was just because they walked across it. So Mexico, the vast 99% of their population was in what today is Mexico, and it was very, very isolated in the northern Mexican states. It was the only population was Indians, and the Indians paid no attention to the Mexican government. So for all practical purposes, Mexico didn't have a presence north of the Rio Grande. And that's why one of the leaders invited the people from Tennessee and the Sam Houstons in to help fill it up. And then when Santa Anna took over and began to scrap their constitution and began to kill people not only in Texas but in San Luis Potosi and Zacatecas and these different places, that they rebelled. Anyway, in 1836, Texas got its freedom. 1845, Texas became a U.S. state. 1846 is when the Mexicans came across the border and began attacking, and there was the Mexican-American War, and in 1848 is when the United States won and declared that everything north of the Rio Grande was ours, and we even paid Santa Anna $15 million for it. From that point on till now, there's been continual revolutions in Mexico. They have not had a stable form of government for a very long time. If they had, it was through cronyism. But after Santa Anna, they went through a period where Benito Juarez took over. Now, Benito Juarez was a Zoltec Indian, and he was for the poor. But in his mind, he associated the Catholic Church with the rich because the Catholic Church didn't want to shake up the status quo. And so he began to take all kinds of rights away from the church. The church then, along with the wealthy, appealed to Europe, appealed to Spain and to France, and then one of Napoleon III's cousins was Maximilian. So they sent Maximilian over to Mexico with 30,000 French foreign legions to set up a French-Mexican monarchy. And the poor guy, Maximilian, he really, really wanted to help the poor, and he really, really wanted to bring, you know, a rising status to the poor. And because of that, the rich decided to stop backing him. Benito Juarez then captured and killed Maximilian. There was the Battle of Puebla in 1862, and that was the Cinco de Mayo battle. So when the Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo, that is when Benito Juarez killed the French troops and Maximilian. Anyway, Benito Juarez took over and ruled in Mexico for the rest of his life till 1876. Then there was a general named Porfirio Diaz, and Porfirio Diaz took over, ruled for 30 years, and he was loved by the rich, and he brought international investment to Mexico, built harbors and ports and buildings, and many of the buildings they're still using today, from 1876 up until 1910. The Catholic Church liked him, and the wealthy liked him, but the poor didn't. And so in 1910, a guy named Madera started another revolution. Diaz fled the country to France. And then Madero was assassinated by Huerta, and then Woodrow Wilson decided to get rid of Huerta and back Carranza, and Carranza was just as much of a big of a crook, and then Pancho Villa and Zapata, Emiliano Zapata in the south, began their attacks, and we're talking basically it was gang warfare. It was just killing, and I have a book of Teddy Roosevelt's quotes, and Teddy Roosevelt gives the address that happened before Congress, where he talks about how Pancho Villa would come across the border to Colombia, New Mexico, and kill all kinds of people, that they would shoot across the borders and rape, and they'd ride their horses into churches and smash all the statues and throw the hosts into the horse feed and have orgies and just, you know, dress themselves up in the priest's outfit. And, you know, a priest would try to save some relic and they shot him. And, you know, so then they finally passed the Constitution of 1917 in Mexico. It is the same Constitution they have today. This Constitution strips the church and the priests of any rights whatsoever. That a priest or nun cannot wear their outfit out in public. They have to have a representative of the state at every one of their services. They cannot take up offerings. And all kinds of killing went on. It was really brutal, raping whole convents and nuns and stuff like that. But that's the way it is today. And so in 1917 was started the PRI Party. And the PRI Party ruled like the Bolsheviks for 70 years. In 1968, a bunch of people rebelled against the PRI Party, and the president sent guys with machine guns into the streets, and he killed 268 of them. And the president never got called on the carpet for it. But finally, it was Vincente Fox's party that recently that overthrew the PRI party and set up the PAN party. But still, those parties favored the wealthy. It's one of those things where, you know, in the USSR fell and the communists didn't disappear. The communists basically took positions of leadership in the new governments that were being formed. And instead of it being the law, the way we have it in America, mafia and black market and gangs took over. And so in Russia today, if you talk to anybody that goes over there, they say that basically you have to pay off the gangs, or you pay off the police, or the police have their own gangs. I mean, it's not a form of government like
We're going to have to get you back again because we're out of time. Our guest has been Bill Petter. Fascinating history. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. For a good history of Mexico and the Mexican Revolution, we carry an excellent book called No God Next Door. No God Next Door. If you want to really understand the Mexican Revolution and what's going on in Mexico, and what led to where we are today, No God Next Door, and the influence of the Masons, in setting up the godless government there and destroying the influence of the Catholic Church. Then, of course, you need to get some books on Masonry, Unholy Alliance, Lucifer's Law, the books on written by Bill Snevelin on Masonry, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Behind the Lodge Door. So that's Unholy Alliance, Behind the Lodge Door. And then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to take you into an understanding of Masonry and its influence on our government today. Many of our leading senators are Masons, which explains why they do what they do. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society. Now, we also carry Alex Jones' excellent DVD, The Secrets of the Bohemian Grove, and we recommend that to you. Information you just will not get elsewhere. There really are secret societies. There really are demonic and satanic movements in the world today. And if you have not yet read my February 2007 newsletter, it's available at RadioLiberty.com, or if you don't have access to the Internet, you can call us and specifically request that. February 2007 explains what we are doing over in the Middle East and how they plan, and I'm simply quoting what they say, not what I say, to create a great war going between the Christians and the Muslims and the Jews, and let us all destroy one another. And I fear that that great war is much sooner than most people think. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you have not yet ordered your emergency food or supplies or water filters or other items, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. I don't care whether you get them from us or elsewhere. Begin making your preparations. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as 5 hours a day. We reach out across America by radio, by shortwave, by satellite, by Internet, reaching people all across America, all across the world. So if you'd like to be part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month, you can get our four best audio tapes or CDs of the month, plus our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us as we try to educate people about the spiritual battle that's going on. Now there is a plan to destroy America. Teddy Kennedy is on the other side. They want to change the demographics of our society. They want to make us a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against the other and create civil strife. And then, of course, they have their concentration camps all set up. This is not imaginary. It's real. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, the views of our guest in this afternoon. Our guest is Scott Bono, and we're going to be talking about autism. Scott, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, if you can tell... My voice is a little crackery, so you're going to have to do most of the talking.
My pleasure.
All right, so we're going to talk about autism. Why don't you tell us about your experience and what you have learned about autism and what really needs to be done?
Well, my experience with autism began 15 years ago, a little bit better than 15 years ago. I had a perfectly normally developing child, and after a series of immunizations, we saw a regression in our son, and slowly he began to lose every developmental milestone that he had reached. Till about the age of 20 months, he had pretty much regressed back to a functioning at about a 4 to 6 month developmental level. And we pretty much thought all along that something had to do with the nine immunizations in one day.
Nine immunizations in one day. Why would they give nine immunizations in one day?
Well, after many years of being involved, it's the common belief that the child can then take so many of these immunizations at once. They're perfectly safe. There's no, you know, downside to what I would refer to over-immunizing a child at any given time. And so there's this dogma that prevails in medicine today that vaccines are perfectly safe, and they certainly wouldn't cause neurodevelopmental disorders like we see in autism or ADD or some of the other disorders that we see beyond neurodevelopmental, such as diabetes or juvenile rheumatoid arthritis and some of the other immunologically based diseases. So I don't know why. It's just this belief that they're all safe and that it's perfectly okay to do that to an infant or toddler.
All right, fine. So, but, you know, certainly even the veterinarians have been cutting back on the vaccination of dogs and animals because they recognize the problems. Why don't American doctors recognize the same problems?
Well, it's interesting. I think that in my son's case, I do believe the mercury in vaccines known as thimerosal. I think if you had surveyed 100 pediatricians in 1990 and asked them a simple question, would you knowingly inject mercury into the bodies of infants and toddlers, they'd have laughed at you. And now, after almost 20 years has gone by, they have been forced to swallow the logic that's presented to them by the industry that's making the vaccines and the government that's pushing them, and that is that mercury's fine. It's certainly not causing any problems. We're going to try and take it out of the vaccines, mind you, which they still haven't. They're telling everyone that they have, but they have not. And we're gonna push ahead, and you will We will develop the studies necessary to make you feel better about the decision you made 10, 15, 20 years ago as pediatricians. And it's horrible. I was speaking with a physician about 2 weeks ago, and he was very much not along the lines of mercury is causing a lot of the problems that we're seeing, neurodevelopmental issues.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The new medical report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Scott was saying that the Centers for Disease Control is assuring us that there is no relationship between autism and the mercury in vaccines. But then, go ahead, Scott, pick the story up there.
But this is the same organization that refuses to acknowledge that there is, in fact, an increase in the rates of autism. So how can we trust the Centers for Disease Control when they refuse to acknowledge the significant increases in autism and attribute them to better diagnoses when the families out there who haven't any affected children are looking around going, well, you know what, I'm seeing a lot more autistic children around than I did 20 years ago. And the Centers for Disease Control is ignoring the reality that's before them, which is autism really is around a 1 in 150 now. And while they acknowledge that that might be a reasonable number, they are not acknowledging the significant increase in autism over the past 20 years. So I have some real problems with the credibility of the Center for Disease Control with regard to the epidemiology of autism, but also with regard to the safety and the outcomes associated with the use of mercury in vaccines.
Well, now, Chris, one of the arguments that's given is that they took the mercury out of the vaccines in about 1999, And by the year 2003, most of the vaccines, the childhood vaccines, no longer had mercury. And yet we're still seeing a rise in the incidence of autism. Doesn't that prove that there's no relationship?
Well, I think in a perfect world, if we had a date certain as to when mercury came out of vaccines, maybe. But here's what we really have. In July of 1999, it was requested that manufacturers not use, if they could, not use mercury in their vaccine preparations. It was never recalled, though. And as late as November of 2002, in open hearings before Congress, the FDA said, well, we've got, the manufacturers still producing lots, L-O-T-S, lots of vaccines that have yet to even be delivered to public health agencies and physicians. So we really don't have a good grip as to whether or not mercury was out of vaccines on a date certain. We know that as late as 2003, beginning of 2003, there were still vaccines with mercury still being shipped with expiration dates between 3 and 5 years out. And so we really don't know. But the logical inconsistency of the FDA and the CDC with regard to mercury exposure, wanting to get it reduced in vaccines, but at the same time adding to the vaccine schedule for pregnant women and infants and toddlers the flu vaccine, which contains mercury in many instances, being suggested, it's just logically so inconsistent that I think it speaks volumes as to the seriousness that they are giving to vaccine safety in general.
And I think it's so important for children, for our listeners to understand that you could lie and tell the truth at the same time. They say that they've taken the thimerosal out of childhood vaccines, but what they really mean is out of the vaccines for childhood diseases. However, they've not taken it out of vaccines given to infants. And, of course, now they recommend it for infants at 6 months of age, influenza shots, which are not a childhood disease, but they want it given to infants at 6 months, at 7 months, at 15 months, laden with mercury. Why would you do that if you even suspected that there might be a danger there?
For certain, I would recommend erring on the side of caution, but again, there's just an intransigence, an intellectual intransigence on the possibility that mercury is a problem. And it's not even a possibility anymore. It's, this stuff is neurotoxic. This is bad stuff. It's we should limit our exposure. Any environmental toxicologist would agree with that. And why it somehow makes it okay and safer to be injected into kids makes, again, it's so logically inconsistent that, a truck driver who graduated high school, no science degree or anything, just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. The common sense of the American people is greater than the public relations push on helping us feel good about injecting a known neurotoxin. It just makes no sense.
Well, of course, we tell pregnant women they should avoid eating fish because there's mercury in it, and yet the CDC recommends that pregnant women in the first trimester of their pregnancy, when it will do the most harm, be given an influenza shot containing mercury in it.
And the CDC, if they're serious about immunizations and monitoring the safety, first, they have an inherent conflict of interest. They have over 28 patents that they're holding, and they are in cooperation and partnerships with corporations in vaccine development. And their charge is to increase rates of immunization. Second, they're also in charge of the safety monitoring of these vaccinations. This is clearly a conflict of interest, and something that Congressman Weldon from Florida and Congresswoman Maloney of New York have put forth legislation suggesting and requiring that the Department of Health and Human Services take out of the hands of CDC and set up a separate and distinct vaccine safety monitoring organization. I would love for your listeners to follow up with their elected representatives and suggest, hey, this is a good bill and we want your support on it. It's the Weldon-Maloney bill.
Well, I wish that we could get something like that through, but there's a lot of money at stake, an awful lot of money, and then there are people who have, I believe, even a different agenda. Well, are there any studies that show that mercury in vaccines is safe for children?
Well, the epidemiological studies are the studies that are being used by the Centers for Disease Control, and the studies that were the only studies that were really considered in the Institute of Medicine's 2004 edict as to the connection between neurodevelopmental disabilities and mercury exposure. These epidemiological studies, on their when they've been put into the paper and then reported on the news, seem wonderful. But when you start to look at the methodology of some of these studies, it's clear that they are not terribly well done. And here's an example. The Denmark study, which has been pointed to time and again as the gold standard, what they did was before mercury was taken out of vaccines, they looked at the autism diagnoses that were done in hospital, inpatient diagnoses. After the removal of thimerosal from their vaccine inventory, they surveyed to determine the number of autistic children in Denmark, but they used all settings of diagnosis. So whether it didn't matter whether it was just an inpatient setting. That would it could be done at a speech pathologist, it could be done at school, it could be done at the family doctors. So it's like the beginning of the study to help establish a base rate. They only looked at diagnoses, say, on Monday. But then to corroborate that there's no effect of the withdrawal of mercury, and in fact, there were more cases diagnosed after they pulled mercury from vaccines, they looked at all of the diagnosed cases, whether it was on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, etc.
Well,
the methodology of the study was just...
How could you compare lemons and pomegranates?
I mean, fish and carpet. Yeah, it's... I mean, it just makes no sense. So when you look at these studies and you start evaluating the validity of the epidemiology and the validity of the analysis, it just there had to be an agenda that was being sought. And in my opinion, there was an agenda. They were out to try and simply disprove the connection. And if you look at some of the Simpson-Wood documents,
now, could you explain to our listeners what Simpson-Wood is and what the documents were?
Certainly. This Simpson-Wood was is a retreat outside of Atlanta where industry and Centers for Disease Control and the National Immunization Program participants came to discuss some of the issues pertaining to thimerosal. And around this table are some of the biostatisticians, the epidemiologists, the manufacturer reps, and Centers for Disease Control people, and they're talking about, oh my goodness, you know, if this information gets out, we really need to start having some strategy to deal with the outcome, the blowback from this story.
And basically, they're talking about the damage to children.
Indeed.
With thimerosal, and this is sponsored by the CDC. It's a top secret classified report. They do not want the public to know.
They do not. And they're actually discussing the high rate of outcomes specific to the mercury exposure to children from vaccine. And, you know, some of the FOIA documents that we have that are available now clearly show a contrivance on the government and industry's part to dismiss and marginalize the connection. And the iterations of this one study that came out... Thomas Verstraten, who was working for the CDC, some of his emails are indicating statements like, this signal just won't go away. And there's exchanges of emails that are indicating of how we can work this numbers down. For instance, there was the zero generation. Those children who got no thimerosal had statistically significant fewer, if any, cases of neurodevelopmental issues, speech, language delay, autism, etc. And so what they did was, in order to make this study look more valid, they just simply wiped those zero exposures off of that study completely after about the second or third iteration. So by the time it was the fifth iteration of this study, it made it look as if the relative risk went from 10 down to 0 or 1. And it's just despicable when you start reading some of these studies and some of the some of the transcripts from Simpsonwood.
And then, of course, the GlaxoSmithKline in France, which produces this toxic vaccine, hired Dr. Verstraeten to work for the CDC, who had done the study to silence it. Gave him a fantastic salary, fantastic amount of money, simply bribed him. This is the way it's done, ladies and gentlemen, and there are millions of children who will suffer the rest of their lives because of it. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
A moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Scott Bono, and we're talking about the tragedy of autism. About 1 in 90 boys in America today has a disease. About 1 in 150 children, increasing from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 150 over a period of 20 to 30 years. The government says, oh, we don't know what it is. Maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe it's imaginary. If it does exist, we can assure you it is not related to mercury. Don't try to get your child treated. Don't try to do anything for them. Just accept them as they are. Love them as they are. And what a tragedy. Well, have you had your child treated at all? Has your child improved at all?
My son has made significant gains in terms of his ability to live a more productive life. While he still has significant issues to overcome and obstacles to overcome in terms of language and speech, he's sleeping through the night. He just passed his sophomore year of high school, and in a regular occupational course of study in a regular setting. Hold on one second. And he has been the product of biological, nutritional, therapeutic interventions that were poo-pooed by, you know, pediatricians, doctors, therapists, school teachers. We have always sought to get Jackson's disease in check, his health status. These children are not crazy. They're not mentally disabled per se. They're sick. And their illness is manifesting in neurodevelopmental changes, and neurobehavioral issues are one of the symptoms.
And of course, the mercury targets the brain. I mean, this is well known. That's why they've taken it out of thermometers. It's so toxic, they can't allow it.
Indeed. And so, Dr. Stan, yes, my son has, I think, benefited from the biological interventions, and everything that we address in terms of his overall health status, it helps him. One of the most fascinating comments made at the Institute of Medicine panel convened on the environmental causes of autism, it was convened in April, was a physician who had never really been involved in the autism environmental movement, if you will, connection, and he had been brought in by the Institute because of his work in neurobiology. He raised his hand and made a comment that he was taken by the complete lack of clinical data available, because there was not blood and urine and other tests that were run to determine the health status of any of these autistic children that he had heard throughout the years. And that was very much alarming. And when I got the opportunity to talk with this neurologist, I said part of the reason is that the children's illness is dismissed on the basis of their behaviors by most of the pediatricians that we had come across over the years. And unfortunately, that remains the case with many parents, and that's unfortunate.
Well, now, of course, you did chelate your child, didn't you, to try to get the mercury out?
Indeed, and the chelation really allowed Jackson. You were talking about how toxic it is neurologically, but it also is very toxic in terms of the body's ability to address normal environmental load. And so, the studies are quite clear on exposure to mercury can create a hyperallergic state. And if you cannot expel mercury and it's just remaining in your system, my guess is that you're probably going to be stuck in this hyperallergic state. So as we began to chelate Jackson, we were then able to get him out into the world more often. For instance, a simple trip to the post office or to the mall or to church. It made it so much better for Jackson to be able to go to the mall or to church or to the post office with me or his mother or his brothers or sisters, that it started to open up a whole new world to him. Now, here's an example where his social connection was reinforced, not by necessarily therapeutic, the occupational therapy or speech therapy, but by a biological intervention. And so it was very, very helpful.
Andrew, what happens is they begin to get the mercury out and relieve the toxic load on the brain. And the brain has an amazing ability to heal. And yet, of course, organized medicine and the mass medium and the CDC and the NIH, all of them are saying, don't try to treat your child. Don't chelate them. Don't treat them for mercury toxicity. That would be like saying to a person with tuberculosis, don't take antibiotics. They might be damaging to you. Do not treat your tuberculosis. It's the same thing. We'll be back in just a moment here with Scott Bono as we discuss this tragedy that is afflicting so many families today.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Beat it, so
hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Scott Bono, who has an autistic son who has improved after chelation and proper treatment, and that is consistently criticized, and everything is being done to discourage patients from getting parents from getting their children treated. Now, Scott, do you have a website, or would you like to recommend the websites where people could go to get the information?
Certainly. Really, the information is in three different areas. One is advocacy. The advocacy area I would suggest is, and I have to have a disclaimer, if you will, I am on the board of the National Autism Association, and we have wonderful programs designed to help families, designed to fund research into not only the treatments, but also some of the therapies associated with autism. There are also sites that one can go to find some of the political ugliness of autism and the controversy surrounding the vaccine connection. And that would be the PutTheChildrenFirst.org, GenerationRescue.org, and safeminds.org, as well as National Autism Association.
All right, fine. And so the material is out there. If you are concerned, you really need to get it. And you need to understand that you may not think this is going to affect you, but it will, because it's going to bankrupt our educational system. With all these children coming down and continuing to come down, because now they're giving the mercury-laden vaccines to pregnant women in the first trimester, to children at 6 months of age, 7 months of age, 15 months of age, and yearly thereafter, when there's no evidence that the influenza shot does a bit of good, every evidence it does harm. So why would you recommend it, unless maybe you don't want those statistics to show that the incidence of autism is dropping now that we've taken the thimerosal out of the vaccines?
Well, the buzzword right now is trace amount of mercury in vaccines, and we still have yet to find any scientific study, any environmental toxicological study that would indicate what a safe exposure level is. So this, we should all be pausing for that, for just to hear that, what I just said. There is no scientific environmental toxicological study that would indicate what a safe exposure is to mercury. And we're giving it to pregnant women, infants and toddlers now.
And, of course, the question is, why do they tell us they're taking out of childhood vaccines when they still have it in vaccines that are given to infants?
One must wonder.
And you have to understand that they're lying. It is a coordinated effort through the media. Well, pick up the article recently on the vaccine court case and notice that they keep saying that it's been removed from childhood vaccines. And they never mention it is given to vaccines, we are given to infants.
But one of the most appalling stories was on NBC earlier last week from a Dr. Snyderman, who was out there saying that parents were basically in this for the money. Well, I'm here to tell you that nothing can be further from the truth in this family. I'm seeking vindication. I'm seeking the truth. I'm seeking that we find that a mistake was made and we don't repeat this. Your grandchildren and my grandchildren and my children and my children's children, and et cetera. We should never have to relive a mistake. And at this point, the assurances are hollow, and the credibility of the immunization program and the threat to the program is not coming from the parents who are making the assertions that I'm making. It's the very people who are going to be who are most likely to profit from this. They are the biggest threat to the confidence in government, and the immunization program, and vaccines in general. That's a shame.
And even more than that, if you're concerned about children in third world countries, remember that although they took the mercury out of the, or most of it out, of the childhood vaccines, not of the influenza vaccine, but of the vaccines for childhood diseases, here in the United States, they left them in for the children, for the vaccines, to be given to the little black children in Africa and the little brown children in Asia. Why would you take it out of the United States and leave it in those other countries? And there's even the possibility that it's harmful unless there's another agenda.
One must wonder.
Well, we will. Do you want to take some calls if anybody would like to call in, Scott?
Of course.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. This disease has destroyed so many marriages and so many homes and the minds of so many children. I mean, it is so disheartening. And especially when you see, as we did about 4 months ago, a coordinated effort by every major means of communication in America to talk about the autism epidemic and to encourage people not to get their children treated.
Well, the most despicable act, I think, right, in the past 5 days has been National Public Radio's refusal to have anything from the science on the toxicity of thimerosal, and instead they completely marginalized the assertions being made in court this week. Second, completely overlooking the conflicts that lie within NPR and the funding of their programs from the pharmaceutical industry, and that they should be ashamed of themselves. And I'm an NPR fan, but I've really been rocked by the lack of balance and the lack of truth-seeking in NPR's case.
And, of course, that's National Public Radio. And, of course, a lot of their funding comes from the vaccine companies, doesn't it? From the pharmaceutical companies?
Yes, it does. Yes. And if you watch NBC, CBS, ABC Nightly News, and you do a survey of the 27 or however many spots are available for advertising, start counting the number of spots that are devoted to the drug companies. It is amazing. So the likelihood of getting a truthful investigative report on this issue, I think, is really much diminished because they're influenced by the advertisers. Nobody can tell me any different at this point.
But why are the doctors insisting that it's perfectly safe and effective?
I think
doctors are good people. I mean, I think the majority of them, almost all of them, really want to be helpful.
I do, too. I do think that some of their organizing organizations, if you will, the AAP and the Journal of American Medical Association and the like, are influenced as well. I think that they want their physicians to feel good about immunizations, and they want their physicians to believe that there's no possible problem with giving vaccines. So physicians are going to be looking to these organizations to validate and vindicate their actions and validate their future course of treatment.
Well, I think it's, if people could really understand what the guys got into the CDC database, there were two groups of children, one large group from HMOs. One group had received vaccines, childhood vaccines with mercury, the other without mercury. There were 27 times more autism in the children that received the mercury than those that did not receive mercury. 27 times difference. And, of course, what did the CDC do? They immediately sealed the database to prevent anybody else from getting into it. And even at the vaccine trials, the defense is not allowed, pardon me, the plaintiff's attorney, is not allowed to see those databases. However, the defense is able to see them and present them to the judges. Is that really fair?
Well, it turns on its ear the concept of discovery. It's the ability to cross-examine witness. And in this instance, you're using this database as a sort of a witness. And you are not allowing the other side access to the same evidence. And therefore, you're not able to assess its evidentiary value, which is, in any court, sort of a staple of evaluation. And so, yeah, Dr. Stan, you're the first person that has brought that up, and I appreciate you talking to that issue. Thank you very much.
And, of course, the same thing is true in the Amish children. They don't allow vaccines. The doctors there claim they just don't see autism among, 30 or 40,000 Amish children, whereas they see them in the general population, but not among the Amish.
Well, the cases of autism in the Amish population, one of the physicians, I remember him saying, well, the cases that we see in our community are the cases that are from children that have been imported into our community. And they've been exposed to the vaccines that our children weren't. And we see a Chicago practice, a family practice in Chicago, where there are lots and lots and lots of people that the CDC could study as a zero exposure population, but they don't want to go there. And
no, it's almost as if they had a different agenda. Well, let's go to Marcella. Hi, Marcella. How are you doing?
And I've called before, and I appreciate your program. You're the only sanity out there. want to second what Scott is saying. I didn't listen to this program. I just caught the tail end. But I tried last week to call the Ed Schultz show. Supposedly he's progressive. They kept me, does anyone talk about this issue? Because my son is severely autistic. And they kept me on hold for 45 minutes twice. They hung up on me. I called the third time. They just kept hanging up on me. I've called the Randy Rowe shows. And they also refused to let me on. And what boggles the mind is these are supposed to be progressive, democratic talk show hosts. They're as bad as Rush Limbaugh, as far as I'm concerned. Only your program. Maybe there's two local programs here in Monterey and Santa Cruz County that will actually let you on the air, and that's the Saturday morning special on KSCO and KRXA. Sometimes they let me on. They sometimes cut you off, but at least they let you on for a little bit. But KGO, forget it. They will. If you say autism, vaccines, anything, they refuse to let you on. They keep you holding. They don't care that you're holding, that you're calling long distance. I don't know if they want to make you tired.
I know. They wear you down. They play those games, Marcella. God bless you. And you look, Tigger, you got two sons, don't you, autistic?
Yeah, one's a high-functioning Asperger, 16 and a half. He has his own set of issues. He's a client to mental health. He's in special ed, but he's nothing compared to my 13-and-a-half-year-old who's not potty-trained, never spoken in his life, has behavioral problems. I don't want to put him on drugs.
Have you ever had him chelated?
No, I'm seeing Dr. Lester. I'm giving him some homeopathic.
All right, well, you really want to get him chelated. But anyway, you can call me off the air if you'd like to.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Have you heard about the movie Evidence Upon by Participant Productions? I heard they're working on it. Does he know anything about it?
I don't. Do you know anything at all about that, Scott?
Yes, I do, actually. The screenplay is being worked out. It's going through probably second or third development of the screenplay. David Kirby is a good friend. I was fortunate enough to be one of the parents that he wrote about. And it's slow going. Participant Productions has, you know, put their faith in the screenwriter, and they're still working diligently in development.
Will they be bought off or threatened or anything? This new movie by Michael Moore, Sicko, does it have anything about vaccines in it? I emailed him, and I just wanted to know if he includes any of this in his new movie.
Well, I've not seen the new movie, but I know that for the past 5 years, we, National Autism Association and the Coalition to Fight Mercury and some of the other endeavors that we've undertaken, we've certainly tried to make contact with Mr. Moore, and I'm glad that he's addressing some of the issues. They're peripheral, but they're issues just the same.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Marcel.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Stanton.
Bye-bye. And I just would point out for our listeners, the book Evidence of Harm was written by David Kirby. We carry the book. It's a heart-wrenching book. You all ought to read it to understand what this really means to the families. And hopefully they will make that into a motion picture, because there are people in government who are covering up the truth. But why should we be surprised? I mean, unfortunately, we have people in the government who lie about lots of things, but why would anybody want to harm a child? And yet it would appear that there really are people out there who are covering up the truth. And whenever you hear people talk about, oh, these studies on autism, they always stress that there is no definite relationship that shows that mercury or vaccines cause any harm. And it just isn't true.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Stanton.
Have you seen Dr. David Ayoub's work?
David Ayoub?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever seen the talk he gave for our group here, our syllabus?
I hate to say I've never seen him speak. I've just simply been introduced.
Well, Dr. Ayoub made the mistake of tuning into the wrong program one night. He got on our program. We were talking about population control. He thought that was crazy. Before long, he was afraid we weren't. He took off on his own and began to study the subject of autism and mercury. We have a wonderful video actually, and a DVD we produced with him. It's called Mercury, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. It comes with a CD-ROM that has thousands of pages of documentation on it. So you can actually see all of these studies that Scott is talking about right on your screen and pull them down. You don't have to go elsewhere to get them. That is a Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub, a VHS or DVD. Well, what's the next step, Scott? What are you and the people who are working with this going to try to accomplish?
Well, right now, in the autism community, there's been a significant splash that's been made with the formation of CAN and NAR, combining with Autism Speaks. And they're sort of gobbling up, if you will, the charitable donations of many, and not putting the money into the research of the environmental side, but rather they're looking at the genetic side. And then you have the other organizations that are sort of kind of coming together and trying to realize a dream of appropriate science for treatment, prevention, and therapies for autism. And my vision and my belief is that we will, over the next year, continue to fight a battle against government and industry. I think we will continue to try and...
Hold that thought right there. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Bye-bye. Bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and let me once again remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to us to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day when my voice allows, by shortwave and satellite, by radio and internet, on almost 60 outlets every single week. Some of them are only half hour. Some of them are every day. But at least people are hearing the truth they would never hear otherwise. If you want to be part of our Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV. Or let me recommend that DVD or VHS. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And by Dr. David Hale, and we simply give you a copy of the CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documents on it. You need to get the information. You need to understand there really are people who want to hurt our children. We have a 4-tape set on autism. We have other tapes if you want to get them. We have 4-tape sets on mercury, 2 of them. We have a DVD, it's called Thimerosal, and you'll actually see part of a program that was on a nationwide television program, and then Dr. Geyer and his son discussing this. We have another a DVD called The Smoking Tooth. You need to understand they're poisoning our children. And people say, why would anybody do that? Why? Because there are evil and wicked people out there. They're using fluoride in the water. And if you haven't seen my talk on the hidden agenda and gotten the syllabus there is very important. Why, of course, you'll really understand what this is all about. I mean, even the ADA will admit that ingesting water doesn't do a bit of good, and drinking water, fluoride only acts locally. So if that's true, why are they giving it to our people? Why, very simply, because it affects fertility, it lowers intelligence, it has a profound impact on the bone, it's extremely toxic, but it lowers the intelligence, the fluoride does. So that's the hidden agenda. We carry the book, Evidence of Harm, the story of mercury. We carry the book, The Fluoride Deception, the story of fluoride. How do we put this into perspective? Why, you would want to get my talk on Nundare-Colletina-Side, or my talk on planned population reduction, or my video on population control, or a 4-tape set on population control, or a 4-tape set on genocide, or a 4-tape set on the Brzezinski breakthrough. Dr. Brzezinski has an excellent treatment for cancer that's been suppressed. We have, of course, the 4-tape set on Laetril. We have all sorts of information. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then to put it into a spiritual perspective, you need to get our 4-tape set on Satanism and deliverance. My talk on the forbidden agenda, or the forbidden secret, I should say, the forbidden secret, or my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. All of this and so much more is available at Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then understand this is a spiritual battle. There really is organized evil out there. There are people who have given their lives to the devil. If you have not yet seen the DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get them. You need to watch them. You need to begin to understand what is really going on in the world today. And they're all available from Radio Liberty.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cartavite is a synergistic 7-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order or online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's seven amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid procyanidins.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Fish Nikabrashi reports the Taliban in Afghanistan is fighting to broaden its attempted takeover in the south.
Afghan officials have said the Taliban militants overrun a district in southern Afghanistan and are pushing for control of another key area, sparking fierce clashes with NATO and Afghan forces that so far have left more than 100 people dead.